In case you're wondering what this is, we've just invaded your podcast feed of the usual Ouch Talk Show. And I'm Damon from the Ouch website. And with me, we've got Emma Tracy. Say hello.
Hello.
And we have Kathleen Hawkins.
Hello.
Say hello. These are names you may well have seen on the blog, bbc.co.uk/ouch. So what are we here for? What are we here for?
For a chat.
Yeah, let's just talk disability.
So here you are, invited into our usual chat first thing in the morning. The kind of things we think about when we're putting together the Ouch website. So, to begin with, we have been thinking an awful lot about accessible toilets. I nearly called them disabled toilets back then, and people don't like that, do they? Because
yeah.
That sort of implies that the toilet isn't working like the person.
Well, it also implies that it's just for disabled people, whereas the conversation that's been happening this week, it evolves around a woman, Sam Cleesby, who has ulcerative colitis. And so she needs to use these accessible toilets, she says, to empty out her pouch, her J pouch that she has now.
So it's like inflamed colon. And
yeah, it's a disease of the colon. And so she needs more space in the toilets. She often has to wash herself afterwards, so she needs a sink in the cubicle, and it can be very painful. She has a lot of acid, and so there are times where she's in a lot of pain when she's going to the toilet. And so she hasn't got any visible sign of disability, so when she's going into the toilet, quite often people tut at her, they say stuff, and she says it's traumatic. She gets very upset about it, and she's been in the news this week saying people should just be more aware of those people that need to use the accessible toilets and don't look disabled. They don't use a wheelchair, they just need to use these toilets.
People get really animated about accessible loos, don't they? I mean, you're on the one hand, you've got disabled people who get really anxious when they see someone who putting on a limp or something like that before they walk into the toilet. And then on the other hand, you've got non-disabled people who pop in and feel that they should be able to use it as well. So it animates people on both sides. What's your experience, Emma?
Yeah, so this has made me, this story and how much coverage it's had has made me analyse my own tuttiness around disabled loos, accessible loos, because I am a tutter, because I feel a lot of I feel often that I'm standing waiting on a loo to become free, which I need because I have a guide dog and I can't bring her into the cubicle.
Can you not?
Of an ordinary loo. No, the cubicles, she's very, very, she's an anxious dog and she won't go into an ordinary toilet cubicle. And I don't like to leave her outside. So I use the accessible loo. Okay, so maybe physically I don't need it, but in terms of my guide dog and in terms of making it easier for me to find the sink and stuff when I need it, it's easier for me to use the accessible loos. So I find myself tutting, and maybe the people that are going in and out and that are making me go to different floors to find other accessible loos, maybe they do need to use them. Maybe I need to cut them less slack.
I think some people would be a bit upset that a blind person is using an accessible loo. I think if a wheelchair user turned up, would you let them go first?
Yes.
You would.
Would you? So I was thinking about this. Is there a bit of a hierarchy? Even in terms of disabled people, who gets the accessible loo first? Because I walk with two prosthetic legs and I don't use the accessible toilets unless I need to go in there for something that isn't going to the toilet, that is regarding my legs. So if I have to take my legs off because they're a bit sore and rearrange them, or if I'm sweating and I need to wipe my legs down. But if I was actually just going to
detail.
The toilet... I know.
Yeah. Thank you for this.
I thought you needed to know, but it's a big amputee problem. Sweating happens. You can't avoid it. So sometimes you need to go in and you need to wipe your legs down. And I don't have the space to do that in the normal cubicle. But I can walk and I don't use a wheelchair. And so I sometimes feel that I shouldn't be using the accessible toilet just to go to the toilet.
I think I've heard wheelchair users come behind me on the way to the accessible loo and do a U-ey and turn around. while they, you know, because they've seen that I'm going towards it. Power chairs, that's how I know, that's how I've heard them, because, you know, you can hear them because I can't see anything, but yeah, that's how I know there's a power chair behind me, just in case anyone wanted to know. But yeah, so I think they go and find another loo. They see me and they think, oh, she needs it, and they'll go and find another loo. I mean, if I was with someone else, I'm a lot more likely to go to the regular bathrooms. If there's someone who can stand with my dog, or if I don't have the dog, I'll happily use the regular loos. And I have no problem with that. But at different times, I need the accessible loos, or I feel I need them, and I will put a case up for needing them. So there.
Mm-hmm. There's a huge debate on Five Live this week, wasn't there, on Wednesday morning on Nikki Campbell's Your Call show. And an awful lot of people were calling in and saying, effectively suggesting that disabled people perhaps don't deserve these extra toilets. And it put me in mind of an article that Liz Carr, famous actress now, completely outside of our fold, unfortunately, famous actress, she wrote a marvellous article about how the debate really is about the fact that non-disabled people want bigger toilets. It's not that they don't want to kick disabled people out of their own toilets. They want their own big toilets.
Yeah, because they're great.
Yeah.
Accessible loos are great. You know, they they're great for most people. I'll get onto that in a moment. But, you know, you do want to sink where your loo is. Mm. You know, you do want that. You do want somewhere to put your suitcase down if you're at an airport. You do want somewhere to get changed quickly, frankly, if you need to.
Yeah, and just that extra bit of privacy as well. I think a lot of people just don't like going to the public toilets because you don't get that privacy. Yeah,
there is an argument, but that means that the loos are never, the few accessible loos that are there aren't free, then I'm not in favour of that policy.
I dare we get into why other people like a private space that they can lock themselves away in.
I think that's probably why a lot of people use the disabled toilets at times, though, isn't it?
To do their number twos.
Exactly.
Oh, no, I was... Sorry, I think we're on the different one.
No, I know what you were talking about.
I was talking about prostitution and going in for a quickie.
You were talking about sex cottaging. And drugs.
Basically.
Yeah.
You're too rock and roll, Damon. We were talking about number twos.
Drugs is another one.
Well,
I know.
World.
I think number twos is a big problem. And I think, you know...
It's true.
Frankly, accessible loos need to be cleaned more often than regular loos.
Oh, Lord, this is a...
This is detail.
But it's true.
Yeah, because this is it, isn't it? People go for an easy wee in the ordinary toilets. Ordinary, I think that's what we can call non-disabled people today. and then if they want to do something more, something they'd like a bit of privacy for, they go to a disabled toilet and leave disabled people who have no choice but to use that toilet with the smell.
Yeah.
This discussion.
But who are the accessible toilets actually for? Why have they got a picture of a wheelchair on the front if they are for other people as well? Sam Cleesby, who wrote that open letter and who sparked this debate again, she said that she's had thousands of emails through, and one that really stood out to her was a man who he's been married for 45 years and his wife has dementia. And he said when he goes to the toilet, he can't leave her outside because he's had it in the past where he's been to the toilet and she's walked off and he hasn't been able to find her afterwards. So he has to take her into the accessible toilet with him, and it has the space in there for her to be able to rest while he's going to the toilet. So are they for just people who need more room? And if so, why do they have a wheelchair on the front?
Because the disability symbol of the world is a wheelchair for some, because it's the most visible disability thing that we have. So that's probably the only reason. It probably would be quite different. We've talked before about changing the disability symbol, haven't we, Damon?
Mm.
About making it something else. But wheelchair, everybody just knows or assumes that wheelchair means disability. And if we were to say that they're for everybody who needs them, maybe the actual loo would need to change its name to I don't know what it would change its name to, but it possibly would need a name change to maybe the big loo or something like that. and then there's some people who can't even use accessible loos.
Yeah.
You know, there's some people who need to go out and about who actually can't, because they've got so little movement that it's impossible for them to get themselves onto the loo by themselves.
So this is another article that you've got coming up on the website, isn't it? We should perhaps briefly touch on it. We won't give it all away.
No. But it's basically some people need a bench to either, if they're incontinent, to be changed, or if they're not incontinent but they have so little movement that they need a hoist from their wheelchair to the bench to get themselves stripped down, and then from the bench to the loo, and then from the loo to the bench, and then the bench to the wheelchair. They need two people in there helping them. They need quite a big space, and there are 700 of them in the UK, and we've got a great story of a mum whose son needs that facility, the changing facility, and we'll have that on the blog over the weekend.
So current accessible loos just aren't big enough or good enough even for some disabled people.
This is it. How do you solve a problem? How do you cover everybody? I don't really know.
I feel mildly embarrassed that on our first attempt at a podcast, we're sitting here talking about accessible loos. It's
straight
just
in.
Such a cliche.
Straight in.
Such a cliche.
But it's been talked about this week.
Parking bays.
Well,
what are the other cliches?
That's part of the debate as well, isn't it? The parking bays.
Kathleen's like, don't get me started on parking bays.
I will show you my legs, goddammit.
People were calling into Five Live and saying, but it's not fair. We should be able to use these parking bays. When I go to the supermarket, there's loads of empty parking bays. Disabled people don't really go out. They're not using them. Is that fair?
No, of course it's not fair.
What's having a... Because you live in London. Have you got a car in London?
Yeah.
Is that not a bit... That's something most Londoners don't have cars. Isn't that right? Isn't that a...
Yeah, of course.
Bit of a liability and a bit expensive for you?
Absolutely. But it gives me a level of freedom that I just couldn't have otherwise. Getting around London as a disabled person is extremely difficult. And at the weekends, I can't face the tube sometimes. My legs hurt too much. And so if I want to get out and enjoy the city... then I need to have my car here.
You got a car, Emma?
No, Damon, I can't see.
I'm so excited about all these driverless cars, though.
Oh, it's really? It's one would those, you use one?
Oh, well, I think you would
just
have to risk death almost immediately, wouldn't you? Because, I mean, the big worry is that you're going to be sitting there in a... If you can't see, you might be sitting there in a driverless car inside a big metal shell and suddenly get squashed to death without any notice because a juggernaut has driven down.
La, 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 la.
happy, just to pass over the crossword. Oh, no, we can't do crossword.
That happens anyway, though, doesn't it? That happens without driverless cars.
Yeah, but the thing is, we won't be allowed to use them for years and years and years because people who have you'll need a driver's license still to use one, I think, for a very, very long time. And you'll need insurance. And I really think that there'll be a drive me properly button for a very long time.
Because I don't mean in terms of modern technology. I mean, we're all grappling with Facebook and whether we should be allowed to post pictures of people being beheaded or pictures of people, you know, inspiration pictures and that kind of thing. I mean, but the fact that we might have to grapple with the idea that a blind person should be able to have a car and drive it, sit in it and press a button and have a license is something that an awful lot of people are going to be particularly upset about, isn't it?
It's not going to happen for a long time.
No. Even when the technology's here, it's going to take years. I would have thought.
Oh, yeah. Until everybody else is driving them. We won't be allowed until they're absolutely the norm. And it's been proven without a reasonable shadow of a doubt that you can just get in, sit there, and it will take you to your place safely. That's when we might be allowed to drive them.
Okay, that's it. We'll be back again next week, next Friday. Check your inbox, podcast feeds, audio boom, whatever it is you're looking at. And we will be there chatting. And Kate and Rob will be here on the Ouch Talk Show at the beginning of every month.